Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so I know one person does, but I'm wondering if anybody else has an item that an ex gave you. So this is a gift from an ex, maybe sentimental. Well, obviously it's sentimental because you're still holding on to it, right? But your current, the person who you are dating now, has found out that said item was from an ex. And they are requesting that you get rid of it. Do you stand on business and be like, no, this is nice. This is something like, it's not representative of the relationship, but, well, no, it is representative of the relationship, but it's not that I love this person anymore. It's just, you like a memory, like a photo of our relationship.
Well, sometimes it's not. Like, what if I was dating a really rich man? I wasn't, but what if I was? And he got me like a Rolex or something. Am I supposed to get rid of the Rolex because it was given to me by my rich ex-boyfriend that I never had?
Not if your new man can't afford one.
Yeah, exactly. So when that old man took me to New York and bought me a really nice coat and hat and a Tiffany bracelet, do you think I still have it? Yeah.
You don't look at it with fondness. It was that weird old man.
Right? 1,000%.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's like, do you have a sentimental attachment? Like, I remember buying lingerie for an ex, and I was like, this is nice and expensive. I am not getting rid of this. I finally did when I didn't fit in it anymore. I had jewelry. I mean, I lost it. It was from like Wally World, but still, you know, it's like I looked at that stuff and I'm like, these are objects. I think it's like when you start pining over it, or you're like, it smells like him. If it's a sweatshirt or something, that's when it's not okay.
All right. So, producer Katie, you find yourself in this conundrum, huh?
I do, but I feel like this situation is a little bit different, and here's why. So I was having just a regular conversation with my friends, and they pointed out my ring, and they're like, hey, Katie, we never asked you. Did you ever tell your girlfriend the history about your ring?
Why would you do that?
Why would I? Exactly. So for
did they ask in front of her?
No.
Okay,
no,
so
no,
this
no,
is
no.
private.
Yeah, this is a separate conversation. So for those who don't know, I have a ring that I wear on my middle finger. It's a silver ring, and it is engraved with the Lord's Prayer, and there is a cross in the middle of this ring. I wear this ring every single day, and it just so happens that my ex did give me this ring. However, she gave me this ring years after we broke up, and I look at this ring as my ring of protection because she took a trip to Europe, and she went to the Vatican, and on Sundays, you can get items blessed by the Pope.
Sure can.
And so she had this ring blessed by the Pope. So every single day I wear this ring because I look at it as my ring of protection.
It's, well, God's ring. You have to.
The Pope is dead now. Does that mean it's expired?
Hey,
yes,
that's not
wow.
how that works.
Oh,
maybe it's time to get rid of it.
That
I don't
was
know.
Envy. That was me, Lord.
So years after your relationship ended, your ex went and got you a piece of jewelry blessed by the leader of the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's not normal ex behavior.
Just, but we were friends after we broke up still.
Mm-hmm. But was this a move? Was she trying to like move? Like, was she trying to get back out of the friend zone and into the relationship zone with a blessed ring by the Pope?
I don't believe so. Because after we broke up, she had moved on and stuff like that. I think this was genuinely like platonic. She wasn't trying to like find her way back in.
Okay, so you have a blessed ring by the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're having this conversation, I'm assuming your girlfriend found out some way somehow.
Yes. So here's the thing. They're hounding me. They're like, Katie, you should tell her. Now, when my girlfriend asked me about this ring, I told her a friend gave it to me. Like, that's the first thing I told her. Didn't feel like I needed to go into depth about it. And I left it at that.
You didn't tell her that it was blessed by the Pope?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I told her it was Best Buy to Pope. Yeah, yeah. But I just said it was
your
a
ex, too.
See, that's the part I didn't want to say. I was like, it was a friend because it was after we had broken up. And so my friends were like, no, you need to tell her that this is that so-called friend was also your ex. And so then I started having second thoughts about this. Like, should I tell her that? And then they're like, well, no, it's too late. Now you can't go back and tell her. I'm like, then why did y'all bring this up in the first place? Right. Lo and behold, I just ended up telling my girlfriend because I'm like, now it's weighing heavy on me. And now I'm starting to think, am I wrong for not telling her where this ring came from?
So they got it in your head big time.
Oh, huge. They definitely got it in my head about this.
So she's already asked you about the ring. Oh, hey, beautiful ring. And you gave the details and you neglected in that moment to share that it was from an ex. Mm-hmm. So now when you tell her, it looks like you feel guilty about something and you have to come clean.
Yeah. So... I told her the whole scenario, though, of how it came up. Like, I told her the whole conversation that I had with my friends and stuff like that. And she said that she didn't feel any type of way about the ring. That's what she said initially. She's like, you don't look at the ring and think of your ex. You look at the ring and see it as this, like, you're a blessed ring, your ring of protection. So she's like, that's different. She's like, a different story if you saw it another way. And I was like, exactly. So I thought we were okay. And I thought we moved past it. But then days later.
But.
She looks at the ring and she's like, what if I replace the ring? Would you get rid of the ring?
How are you going to beat a ring blessed by the Pope?
So that's what I said. I was like, you know, this ring was blessed by the Pope.
She know Jesus? That's the only way you're up in like one up in the Pope.
I mean, they say he's on the main line, but I don't know what she mean. Like, I don't know. So she's like, no. What if I get it like blessed by somebody else? I'm like, the Pope? Over the Pope? Like, I don't. So she's really like, I want to replace this ring.
No.
I can have it blessed some other way. Would you wear it, the new ring? And I'm like, I'm not getting rid of this ring. It was blessed by the Pope. But now it's like, am I wrong for that? Because she really wants to replace the ring?
One, I don't understand why this conversation ever needed to be had. I think some things are fine, just unsaid. Again, if you looked at the ring and you thought of your ex every time you looked at it while you're dating somebody else, well, then that's like some kind of like mental infidelity or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you look at it and you think about your faith and your ring of protection. So I think you got to stand on business. And I'm like, I wouldn't get rid of the ring.
I have a ring that an ex gave me, and my girl knows. And she, when I told her, she didn't care. If she did care and she asked me to get rid of it, I would have. No problem.
But what if it had been blessed by the Pope?
I'd get rid of it.
Really?
Wow.
I don't care that much. If the person I'm with in my life now is bothered by something that is attached to somebody I was with before, it's just not a hill I'm willing to die on. It's
really?
Gone. Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Katie, right. I think you should get rid of the ring. And then I think you should make your girlfriend take you to Italy on a nice 7-day trip. Go to the Amalfi Coast. And then at the end of it, get it blessed by whoever the new Pope is going to be.
Yeah, actually, that is the only way you can replace that ring.
You want new Pope energy?
Yeah. New Pope energy. I'm telling you, this subscription expired. I don't know if he has the same
right
way.
Yeah.
Has three choices. Live and let you live with the ring. To get you a ring for your other hand so y'all both, she has representation on your hands. Or three, yes, take you to Italy and get you a new ring from the Pope and she has to fund the thing, the trip.
Four, she can give you an ultimatum.
They do have a really nice gift
fair,
shop.
Fair.
They do have a really nice gift shop at the when you go to the Vatican because I have a rosary blessed by a nun. They literally just have a wall of stuff that's been blessed and you can buy it at the Vatican.
There you
gift
go.
Shop.
So I just got to go get crazy. Something new blessed.
They seriously do.
Capitalism is insane.
This is, hey, but we're protected.
This is not
protected.
What Jesus died for.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.